Namo Buddhaya. Dear friends, then today we can study again about some lay disciples. Then, dear friends, so now you know some stories and some special incidents of that happened in Buddha's dispensation in the past. Then today we can study about few lay disciples. So among them, have you heard Mahanama? Mahanama, and have you heard Nandamata? I think you know Visakha and Anathapindika. So what do you know about Visakha?
She was a foremost lay disciple in the dispensation.
Yeah.
She became a stream enterer in at the age of 7, I think.
Yeah, dear friends, Bodhisattva, Siddhartha. Siddhartha is the name of the Buddha before becoming enlightened. Before becoming a Buddha, we call Siddhartha. Okay? So then thereafter he gave up his kingdom. Then, after that, kingdom Sakyavansa, so that kingdom ruled by Mahanama. Okay, today we are going to study lay disciple called Mahanama. Dear friends, however, Siddhartha, he gave up kinship. Then finally, Mahanama, he ruled. He was the king of the Sakyavans. Okay? Sakyans. So, then Mahanama, he has some kinship with Buddha. Like, now I can't remember correctly. I think Siddhartha's auntie's son. What is the kinship like?
Like a cousin.
Mahanama. Buddha taught few discourses to Mahanama. Mahanama, he is the final king in Shakyans. Last king. Last disciple, king disciple in Shakya. Okay? Because you know, in last week I talked about kingdom Magadha, Rajagaha. Then Magadha country, it's ruled by Kosala, King Kosala. Okay? Then his son, Virudhava, he is not a good person. Then he killed all the clans of Sakyans. Sakyan is the Buddha's clan. Okay? He destroyed completely. So at that time, Virudhava,
he captured
Mahanama. Then, at that time, Mahanama, he had a good faith, good confidence. And he is a Buddha's disciple, lay disciple. He was a Buddha's disciple. Then one day, Virudhava, when he going to the king, to the his own kingdom, when he going with Mahanama, then Virudhava, he wanted to take foods with Mahanama. Because Mahanama, he has a clean generation, like their parents, their ancestors, they are perfectly very clear, pure like that. Their ancestors. Then Virudhava, he has a good history. Then his mother was a servant. His mother is a servant. Okay. Then that lower caste people, they don't eat with higher class people. Okay. Then Virudhava, he wanted to take foods with Mahanama. Okay, when he going to the Magadha. Then Mahanama told this person, then even I eat or even I didn't eat, even I don't eat, this person killed me. Then I should do something like that. Thereafter he told to Virudhava, before take my meal, before take my breakfast or lunch, I want bath. Then there is a river front of that place. Okay. Then he told I want bath. Then after that, Mahanama, he went to the river with soldiers. Then he went deep. The river. Thereafter, he tied his hair in his toys. Okay, around his toys, he tied his hair, and he sank under the river. Then thereafter, Mahanama died. Actually, not died. There is a little stories in Atua. It's not in Sutta Pitaka. Atua. Then have you heard Nag, scorpion beings?
Yeah.
Okay. They had carried this Mahanama into their world. Thereafter, Mahanama, he had lived maybe 16 years in Nag world, scorpion worlds. Okay. Then there is another story in Sri Lanka. Mahanama, he had born in Sri Lanka, and after that he had become a monk. Then his name was Viagga. Viagga is the name, monk Viagga. Finally, he became enlightened. Then today's lesson, Mahanama Sutta, this discourse from numerical discourses of the Buddha. According to this discourse, Mahanama, he asks, Kapilavastu is the kingdom of the Buddha and Mahanama. Then Sakyan is the clans, okay? Then Mahanama asks, dear Bhante, dear Buddha, how is a lay follower defined? It means, who is the lay disciple? Pali word is upasaka. Okay? Who is the... It's correct. That question is very clear. Then have you read this discourse? Yeah. So he asks, what is the definition? Thereafter Buddha teaches, Mahanama, when you go on refuge to the Buddha, the teaching means Dhamma and the Sangha. you are considered to be a lay follower. Okay? Then when one refuges Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, okay, it is the way for become a lay disciple of Buddha. Then, again, he asks another question. How is an ethical lay follower defined? Who is the ethical lay follower? Thereafter, Buddha teaches. When a lay follower doesn't kill living creatures or living beings, and he doesn't steal, he doesn't commit sexual misconduct, he doesn't lie, okay? He doesn't lie. Or he doesn't use alcohol drinks that cause negligence. Okay? When one keep those precepts, five precepts, with refuge in the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha, we can say he is the ethical lay follower. Oh, then is the second part. Then third part, Buddha told, no, that Mahana, he asked, Bhante, Kitta Vatapana Bhante Upasak. But how do we define lay follower who is practicing to benefit themselves, not others? Okay, he has a virtuous life, he is a Buddha's disciple, but he doesn't help to others. Okay, then Buddha teaches how, dear Mahanama, a lay follower is accomplished in faith, but doesn't encourage others to do the same. Okay, it is the first one. It has, I think, maybe 8 facts. Among them, first one, so this person, he has a good faith about Buddha, but he doesn't encourage others. Okay, so it is the first factor. So therefore, he has good life, but he doesn't help to others. The second one, he accomplished in ethical conduct. He has a good virtuous life, holy life like that. Okay? He protect those precepts. Then, but don't encourage others. They don't encourage others to do the same. They don't say about benefit of ethical life or benefit of result of those action, good result, like that. Then, third one, they are accomplishing generosity. Then he has generosity, he's generous person, but they don't encourage others to do the same. Okay, therefore, we can understand when we keep those good things, we can do another good things. We can encourage others to do good things. Then, they like to see the monks, mendicants like monks, okay? It's the same word for monk. They like to see the monk, but don't encourage others to do the same. Okay? They like to see the monk means, they like to associate some monks, they like to ask something, they like to do some conversation with monks, but they don't encourage others to do it. Then, fifth one, they like to hear the true teaching. Okay? Then they like to hear Buddha's teaching, true teaching, those discourses, but don't encourage others to do the same. So it's difficult to do, okay? It's not easy. Because because it is not like a film or movie or like a party. It is easy to encourage to party or movie or something like that. But you know, it is difficult to actually, if someone hears those teachings, it's very rare. Then sixth one, they readily memorize the teachings they've heard. Okay? Then they have heard Buddha's teaching. They can memorize it. Then they like to memorize it, like wise consideration. Okay? They think about it. But they don't encourage others to do the same. They didn't say, oh, now you have heard them, you can memorize it in this way, like that. He didn't say. He can memorize, he silenced. Okay? Then it is not a good action. He can say, then when one suffers from something, we can say, oh, you have heard this Dhamma, you can memorize, you can apply those teaching. No, like that. Okay? It's also good action, good karma. Then, next one, they examine the meaning of the teachings they memorize. Yeah. But don't encourage others to do the same. Then, actually, according to this one, he has good dumb knowledge. Okay? He know it means. He know means of Buddha's teaching, or Buddha's discourses, or Buddha's statement. He can memorize, but he doesn't encourage. Then next one, understanding the meaning and the teaching, they practice accordingly, but they don't encourage others to do the same. So actually, understanding the meaning and the teaching, they practice accordingly, like it is the word for Dhamma and Dhamma Patipada. It means he had heard Buddha's teaching, then he knew it means, he knew how I apply this Dhamma to my life, to himself, like that, okay? And he practiced this Dhamma, he practices this Dhamma with knowing, but it is the Dhamma on Dhamma Paripada. Actually, anytime he keeps his mind with Dhamma, he keeps his action, it may be bodily action or verbal action or mental action, he keeps those action with Dhamma. But, so what is the bad action? But they don't encourage others to do the same. He doesn't encourage others. Like that. Okay? There are 8 factors. So according to these factors, you can understand perfect lay disciples of the Buddha. Perfect lay disciple, they should possess those 8 qualities. What is the first one? Faith. Second one, ethical conduct. Next one, generosity. Then he should have, he should be like to see the monks, and he should then he has to hear Buddha's teaching, he has to memorize it, and he has to practice those things. Then again Mahananda, he asks, but how do we define a lay follower who is practicing to benefit both themselves and others? Then he is a good lay follower, he practices this Dhamma, so those practicing to benefit both themselves and others. Okay, so according to this one, you can understand, it's easy to understand, he has a faith, ethical conduct, he's generous, then he associates monks, and he hear the Buddha's teaching, and he memorized those teaching, and he examine or he wisely considered this teaching, those teaching, and he practiced this Dhamma, and he encouraged others. He encouraged others to do the same. Like that. Okay, you can read in your free time. Then Buddha teaches. That's how we define a lay follower who is practicing to benefit both themselves and others. Okay. Dear friends, Visakha, you know about Visakha. Visakha, Mahananda, he had lived in Magadha. Visakha is the she is the chief female lay disciple in Buddha's dispensation. Okay? Visakha, actually Buddha told, Buddha said it. Then Visakha, he is the female chief donor among the female lay disciple who offered food and drinks, shelters to monks and Buddha. Okay. Then Visakha's village is like he bought in Anga. Both it's in very near to Bodhigaya. Okay. City, I think city is Bodhigaya. Anga is the like town, like, okay. Anga, Bodhigaya, like Bodhigaya, like Buddha Gaya, like that, okay. Or Gaya. Then she had born in Anga. Thereafter, she married with a person called Purnavardhan. I didn't write, okay. Purnavardhan, okay. Then Purnavardhan, he had lived in very near to Savatthi. Then Purnavardhan's father, he is Migar. Father's name Migar. Okay. Then Magadha ruled Kosala, King Kosala, and you know, then Visakha came to Magadha. Anga Magadha. Then, dear friends, then there are a few factors you can read, I didn't say. Then, you know, Visakha, she attained stream enter when she was 7 age. Okay. Then she had lived how many years? She had been lived 120 years. Okay. Then she had a very special, excellent quality. then she had a good ethical life, ethical or holy life. Okay, then she had help to family, husband's family. Therefore, that family member, they called to this Visakha. Visakha, she is like a mother. Okay, therefore, there is another name for Visakha, Migara Mata. Migara Mata. So Migara is the husband's like family name. Okay, Migara. It's name of husband's father. Then Migara Mata, it means she's like a mother. Anytime she had treat to servant, and she helped to everyone. He may be a lowest caste, she helped. Then she had a very special ornament. Have you heard it? She had a very special ornament called Mahalata Pasadini. Okay? It means like great women's ornament, like great women's jewelry, like that. At that time, there were only 3 ornaments in India. Okay, in India, then it's very expensive. It's cost how 27 million gold coins. Okay, then Visakha possesses the 5 kinds of very special features, very special beauties. What is the first one? She had a beautiful hair. Okay, then second one, beautiful body, like body features. Is it correct? Yeah. Then next one, beautiful teeth like pearl, and beautiful complexion like Chavi Kalyani. First one, Kesha Kalyani, hair, then beautiful hair, beautiful body, Mansa Kalyani, beautiful teeth, Danta Kalyani, and beautiful complex, Chavi Kalyani, like beautiful skin, like that. Then beautiful appearance, Vayam Kalyani. Okay? When one see the Visakha, so he can't say her age. Then as a result of good action, as a result of merit, she experienced. Okay? Then, dear friends, Migara Mata, he offered Migara Mata Prasad, Purvaram, to the Buddha. Then you can read in your free time. I think you know that story. Okay? Then I will do it in future. Then I wanted to say, you didn't listen this part, story of Visakha. According to this part, dear friend, it's very special because one day Visakha invited to the Buddha and Sangha for breakfast. Okay? Then at that night, what happened? There was a big rain, like torrential, like that, torrential rain. Thereafter, in the morning, completely those roads, everything destroyed like that. Okay? However, next morning, Visakha told to servant, go to the monastery and invited to the Buddha for lunch, for breakfast. Then servant entered to the monastery. Then servant saw, there is a special incident. Okay, so when that rain falling, Buddha told monks, even as it is raining in the in the monastery, so it is raining in the four contains, like four direction, like all the world. Okay? Let your bodies get wet with the rain, monks. This is the last great cloud over the four countries, like over the four direction and over the this world, all the countries. So this is the last great rain, like that. Last great rain. It will not happen again. Okay? It is the last rain. It had fell down all the countries. Not only India. Sri Lanka, Nepal, China, and Canada, America, every country. It's the final one. So it will not happen again. It's the final rain. Then Buddha teaches, monks, you should wet your body to this rain. At that time, that lady, that servant, entered to the monastery. Then she saw, oh, those monks, they are not a monk. They haven't robed. She thought, oh, they are disciples of Nigantha. Nigantha means other kinds of religions. Okay? Because they haven't robed. They didn't wear robe. Then he turned back. Then he back to the house. And she told Visakha, I went to the monastery. I didn't see monk. There were a number of Nigantha's disciples, no monks. Then Visakha told, oh, go again. Then say to monks, please, say again to Buddha, please, come to our house for a breakfast. Thereafter, what happened? Again, she went. Then, at that time, all the monks, they had entered to their rooms, and no any sound in monastery. Then she looked around, no any other one in this monastery. Then she thought, oh, those monks, they had gone somewhere. Thereafter, she turned back and came to told Visakha, I went again, no any other monks in monastery. No anyone. Then Visakha told, go again and called dear, like knock the door, something like that. Then talk with Buddha, Bhante, please come to our meal or please come to our breakfast, like that. Then at that time, Buddha, he had seen this incident through his divine eye. Buddha said, monks, now we should go to the breakfast. We should go to the Visakha's house, like that. At that time, those monks, enlightened monks, they have done some psychic power. Okay? They disappeared from the monastery and they appeared the Visakha's house. Okay? But Visakha, he didn't see this incident. But Visakha saw Buddha and Sangha, their robes and feet, then no wet their robes, no wet their feet, no any water in their foot, in their feet, like that. Then Visakha thought, saying wonderful, goods, Bhante, marvelous, is the great psychic power, the great majesty of the truth finder. In that, although the foods are rolling on keen deep, and although the foods are rolling on waist deep, yet neither the feet nor the robes for a single monk have become wet. Then with pleasant mind, he shared the foods. Then he offered those food to the monks and the Buddha. Thereafter, Visakha, he gave very special chances, 8 chances, like bonus, 8 bonus according to this translation, or like 8 opportunities, we can see. What are the opportunities? He requested, Bhante, I want to give for life to the old clothes for the rains. Okay? Because, you know, monks, they have only 3 robes, but if they like, they can use another clothes for a bath like that. Okay? Then again, she requested, I want to give food for those coming in, like Agantukudan, like food for visitors, visiting monks, like that. Then I want to give food for those going out, like Gamikudan, when one leave from the city. I can give me. Then she told, she requested, I want to give food for the sick monks, like that. Then I want to give food for those who tend the sick, like helper, like that. Then I want to give medicine for the sick, like medication. Then I want to give constant supply of congee. What is the word? C-O-N-J-E-Y. Congee. It's like a soup. Okay? It's made by rice and juice of leaves and coconut milk. Okay? So it's very healthy. Buddha told, it has 10 benefits. Okay? It has 10 benefits. Then what is the last one? I want to give bathing clothes for the nuns. Order of nuns. So those are the 8 opportunities, so 8 bonds. Then finally Buddha asked, Visakha, so what benefit do you expect like that? Okay, what are the benefit do you expect? Then thereafter Buddha teaches. Visakha said it's very special, very important. Okay, it's on page number 6. It's like a path of concentration. Okay? Then Visakha, she had a good concentration, because then she told monk, dear Bhante, when I do those activities, my mind will pleasure, or when I recall those activities, those good things. Okay, it has little, you can read, okay? So this is the special one. When I recall those things, my mind will delight. Okay? Delight will be born on me calling that to mind. Delight will be born. When she thinks about her good activities, what happened to her mind? Her mind will delight. It's very special. The next one, from delight, joy will be born. If someone has delight mind, he will experience joy, like rapture. Because my mind is joyful, my body will be calm. Okay? With the body calm, I will experience easy, because I am at ease, my mind will be contemplative. Like that, when she possesses those things, when she experiences those things, she can experience concentration. Okay? This will be, if she, then now she has good concentration, she says, this will be for me growth as to the sense organs. Sense organs means with that possessing that concentration, she can develop sense organs like pancha indriya, pancha bala, growth as to the power like that, like faith and energy and mindfulness and concentration and wisdom. There are five things. Those things, she can develop those things again and again. Why? She has good concentration. Then, growth as to the factors of enlightenment, like that. So then when she developed those things again and again, what happened? Those enlightened factors will growth, will develop. Okay? So it is the benefit of good conduct, good action. We can use our good activities according to this way. Okay? So when we think about our good activities in this way, we can make joyful mind. We can experience raptures. We can, our mind will delight and our concentration, it leads to concentration. Our concentration and mindfulness, faith, energy, we can develop everything with those activities, those wholesome activities. So, dear friends, you can read about Visakha in in your free time, okay? Then I wanted to say she is the chief female disciple in Buddha's dispensation. Then who is the male chief disciple in Buddha's dispensation? Anathapindika or Sudatta. He is the Anathapindika, then he had lived in Magadha. Okay, so then Anathapindika's house and Jetavana, differences of Anathapindika's house and Jetavana may be 2 kilometers. I went there. Okay, then Anathapindika. I can say briefly, Anathapindika, he had 3 daughters and 1 boys. You know, daughters. First one is Sumana. Sumana, and his son, I think Sumana, and Subhadra and Chula Subhadra. Chula Subhadra, Subhadra, Sumana. There are a few discourses in Buddha's discourses. Buddha had taught some teaching to Sumana, Subhadra, Chula Subhadra, and Sumana. He has some story. Yeah, Subhadra. Well, Subhadra, then Anathapindika, he is instrumental. Instrumental, you know? No? So when I develop this Dhamma, when I achieve enlightenment, there are a few stages. We have to follow a few stages. First one, instrumental. Second one, Sakradagami. One return. Then third one is non-return. Return. Don't think my spelling. Then final one is enlightened, like arahant monks, enlightened monks, arahant monks. So this is the order. This is the first stage. Okay, stream enter means, it means he came to, he entered to Eightfold Path, Noble Eightfold Path. Okay, then one returner means he will be born in sense world one times, only one times. Thereafter he will not born in sense world, he will born in higher heavenly world. Then non-returner, he will not reborn in sense world, like human world or some kinds of heavenly world. He will born in higher heavenly world, like Brahma world. Okay? Then, enlightened monk, actually, he didn't born like that. Okay? He enlightened, like passing away, like, what is the word? No, any other word.
Basically, yeah. Finished.
He doesn't want. Yeah. Anathapindika, he is a stream enter. Then Chula Subhadra is stream enter. And Sumana is stream enter. She was like one return. One return. Okay, this is stage. It happened like this. Anathapindika came to see the Subhadra. Before passing away of Subhadra, Anathapindika asks, "Oh daughter, how are you?" Then Subhadra told, "Oh younger sister, I am good. younger brother, I am good." Then again Anathapindika asks, "Subhadra, are you well?" "Yes, yes, younger brother, I am well." Then again Anathapindika asks, "Subhadra, are you confused? Are you feel some mad like that?" "No, I have good, no, young brother, I have good mind. I have good mindfulness." Then, thereafter, finally Subhadra died. Anathapindika, he was very upset. Then he went to the meet Buddha. Then he asked Buddha, "Dear Bhante, Subhadra died. Before passing away, she told this statement. Then I was very sad, Bhante." Thereafter Buddha told, "Oh Anathapindika, Subhadra, she became one return. You are instrumental. Therefore, she told younger brother, because she wanted to encourage, she wanted to make some energy, she wanted to encourage to you for develop this dhamma, like that. It's the mean, like that." Then at that time, Anathapindika, actually he was a little bit shy, like that. Then, he is the special lay disciple. Dear friends, Buddha, he had taught monks, you should think, or this is the measurement, like that, okay? Or you should follow, or you should guide Sariputta, Moggallana. If he is a monk, you should be a Sariputta, like Moggallana. Then Buddha teaches to nuns, or you should follow like Kema, Uppalavanna, like that. Okay? Then Buddha teaches to lay disciple. They should try to follow, they should, if she is mother, she should say to daughter, "Oh daughter, my dear daughter, you should follow the Dhamma until achieve the non-returnership, okay, until achieve the non-returnership, then you should follow or you should guide the Kujuttara, Nanda Mata, like that." Then Buddha teaches if they may be mother or father, they should advise to their children, like, boy or my son, please come, and you should follow the Dhamma until achieve non-return. Because lay disciple, they can develop this Dhamma until achieve the non-returnership. Okay, if one develop then non-returner, he has to give up that lay life. Then that parents, they should say, oh, dear son, you should follow the, you should guide, or you should follow the, guide, is it correct? You should follow the, Hattalavaka, Ugga, Chitta Bhupati, like that. So, among them, I wrote about Nanda Mata's story. Finally, you can read Nanda Mata. She had lived in Uttara Pradesh, like Magadha. Okay? Then today, all the stories about Magadha. And Velukantaki Nanda Mata is the name. Velukantaka. It is Velu means bamboo tree, you know. So there are a number of bamboo trees in that city, around that city. Therefore, Pali word is Velu. Velukantaki. So that's Velukantaki Nanda Mata. It is the Nanda Mata she had born in that city, Velukantaka. Then you can read, it has beautiful story. Then she had a special qualities. One day she had talk with a god. Okay, then finally Sariputta Bhante and Moggallana Bhante, they knew about it. Then they say, oh, it's incredible, Nanda Mata's, it is amazing, you had talk with Deva called Vesamuni, great king, four great king, have you heard? Among them, first one. Then, thereafter, Nanda Mata disclosed or reveal about some her abilities or some special features. Then Nanda Mata says, Bhante, there is another. What is the next one? I had an only son called Nanda, who I loved dearly. Okay, Nanda Mata's son called Nanda. Nanda is the name. Bhante. So one day rulers or soldiers, like, they arrested, they carry off my son without faults. Okay, they arrested my son. Thereafter, what happened? Those soldiers or those armies, they had killed his son, his own son. Then she says, but I can't recall getting upset when my boy was under arrest or being arrested. Imprisoned or being put in prison. Imprisoned or being put in prison. Killed or being killed. Okay? She didn't upset. Thereafter, Sariputta Bhante said, it is incredible, Nanda's Mata. It is amazing that you purify even the arising of a thought. Then again, Nanda Mata says, not only it, I have another thing. What? When my husband passed away, he was reborn in one of the realms of spirits, like a ghost. Okay? It means that husband, he has done bad things. Okay? Then as a result of bad action, he had born in ghost world. Then Nanda Mata says, he appeared to me his previous life form. Okay? Then, but I can't recall getting upset on that account. It means she doesn't afraid or fear, and she will not worry about it. Oh, what happened to my husband, like that. Then in the same way, when we talk about past elements, she doesn't worry. Oh, what happened to my son, like that. In the same way, she doesn't worry about her husband, what happened to my husband, like that. Then, thereafter, Bhante said, it is incredible, Nanda's mother. It is amazing that you purify even the arising of a thought. Thereafter, Nanda's mother saying, ever since we were both young, this is about marriage life. Okay, first one about husband, then this one about marriage life. Ever since we were both young and I was given in marriage to my husband, I can't recall betraying him even in thoughts. Or she didn't cheat her husband. Still less indeed. Actually, she had a good ethical life, holy life, like virtuous life. She didn't cheat to husband. Okay? And she didn't think about another person, another husband, or another boy like that. Then Bhante says, it is incredible, Nanda's mother, it is amazing that you purify even the rising of a thought. Then, next one, this is about precepts. How she says, ever since I declared myself a lay follower, I can't recall deliberately breaking any precepts. Any precept. It means she didn't break the precepts with knowing. Since the first time. Okay, she didn't break. You know that at that time she had a good special mindfulness and special energy. She had a good energy. And Bhante said, it is incredible, Nanda's mother, it is amazing. Thereafter, Nanda Mata told about, said about her concentration. Bhante, I enter to the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana. Fourth jhana means higher concentration level. I can enter to the higher concentration level. Then final one, again Nanda Mata told Bhante, this is the final one, Bhante, of the five lower fetters taught by the Buddha. Panchorambhagya Sanyojana. Five lower fetters. Means there are five fetters, like five bonds. Like five attachments. Okay. So when one has those attachments, what happens? He has to reborn again. So then she had destroyed those fetters. Those fetters. Five lower fetters. There are five things. What is the first one? Sakkaya Ditti. It means self-identify. Wrong self-identify?
Self-centered view? Or...
yeah. Then, next one, doubt. Then, third one about Silabhata Paramasa. Like, what is the word?
Holding on to wrong precepts and practices.
Yeah. Like, wrong view about ethical conduct, like that. Then, some person have wrong view about ethical conduct. She hasn't. She destroyed it. Then fourth one, kamaraga, like lust for sensual pleasures, and kamaraga particular like ill. She had destroyed those things in this life. So those are the seven factors of the Nanda Mata. Then that Bhante said, it is incredible, Nanda's mother, it is amazing. You have a special qualities like that. So this is the story of Nanda Mata. Okay, then Nanda Mata, she had lived in Magadha, Uttar Pradesh. Dear friends, so this is the stories about, there are a few discourses and few stories about lay disciples of the Buddha. So you can read, I said briefly, there are a few discourses and those things are very important. And I'm very sorry, I couldn't say about Nakula Pitu Nakula Mata. The last week I told, in future I will do, because I wanted to say little bit Visakha and Anath Pindika. Okay. Namo Buddhaya.